shouldn't proclaim to the world what we're doing, then we turn around and mark our heads with ashes, it seems odd to me, right? And anyway, but I think that what we do here, at least in terms of beginning this season by marking our forehead with these ashes, is telling ourselves and the rest of the world how deeply serious we are about converting our life, about turning our God, turning our lives back to God in many, many ways. That's what we're called to anyway. These 40 days of Lent, it models what Jesus did at the beginning of his ministry. He went out into the desert for 40 days. And in the desert, he was tempted with the same things that you and I are tempted with all of the time. Security, taking care of our physical needs. And we deal with those each and every day, right? In terms of maybe we don't always think about them consciously. But the struggles that you and I have for, Satan tempts him and says, if you're really God, turn this into bread. If you're really God, all this will be yours. Throw yourself from this cliff, right? And so you and I struggle every day with staying right size with each other, with finding ways of staying in loving ways in community with each other. And so as we move forward in Lent, it becomes this time for us to reflect on maybe some of those areas of our life in which we maybe need God to help us eradicate a little bit. Every Lent, I think it's going to be something new for me. But I think for the past 40 years, it's been my pride. And so every year I have to deal with that. I got a little bit of bump to my pride when I drove into a lake on Sunday and was sitting in the car and felt my rear end getting wet, right? So that was a little bit of some comeuppance for me in many, many ways. I'm okay in many ways. But Lent really does provide us this time to really think about our lives in different ways. These readings that we have from Joel, I love that, right? Where it says, blow the trumpet, proclaim a fast. God is always faithful to us. God's love for us is so inclusive and so unconditional that it doesn't matter what we do, right? But in this season of Lent, it's our kind of time, our season, as God gives us time as seasons, to turn our hearts and our minds towards God and to move in a direction of that sanctity which we're all called to. The ancient disciplines of Lent are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And we do that all the time. And we're going to enter into that today. We fast because it reminds us of our hunger for God, right? We give sometimes from our own need to others because it reminds us that we're saved in community, right? And then we pray more earnestly in this season of Lent that God might truly come into our hearts and enlighten us and prepare us for the great feast of Easter. I cannot help to think, but the psalm that Robert read for us, and Maggie read that beautiful reading for us too. She's a new aunt, by the way, so she may be a little nervous. But in many ways, that psalm is the Miserere Nobis. And usually, those of us who are ordained, we're obligated to the divine office. And so on Fridays, we have this, have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me. And at different moments in religious life, that Miserere is said at different times. And so I was, when I was a novice, one of the sisters of the Sacred Heart of Mary, they were in the novitiate with us, and she had been a nun when they wore the old habits, and they could only see like this much. It was this big triangle thing. But when they were novices, they were given what was called the discipline. The discipline was a whip that we had. It was just a small whip. And when we said the Miserere, we used to just symbolically hit ourselves with that, and we would say, have mercy on me. Some I think I carried away with it. We don't have the discipline anymore. But the healthiest thing I ever heard is one of the novices was given this whip, and you had to stand in what was known as statio. Statio was where you stood in terms of your entrance into the community. So the novices would stand in line, and they were facing the altar, and so the sisters were given the discipline. And so we weren't always told what we were supposed to do with that. So the one sister, they were singing, they intoned the Miserere, and the sisters started just very gently doing that. But the novice didn't know what to do with her, so she saw the sister in front of her hitting herself, so she started hitting her. So I think to myself, what a healthy ego. So I'm not going to hit myself, but I'll help you if you want to, right? So in many ways, as we move together as a parish in this land, let's help each other, right? So every time I hear that Miserere, I can't help but to think about what a healthy view that was, right? Is I'll help you do it to yourself, but I'm not going to do it. So as we begin this wonderful, and in the opening prayer, we hear how this is a joyous season. This is an opportunity for us, really. We hear a lot about we hear a lot about sin, and sin hamartia from the Aramaic simply means we've missed the mark. So how we've gotten from that to being condemned to hell, I'm not really sure. But wherever we have missed the mark, Lent becomes for us that opportunity to maybe take better aim. So let's continue in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.